Let's go, boys. Here's the little lady we've all been waiting for.
And that's Rob.
Maestro.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together,
we're the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
The phone number is
749, what is it? 1444, that's it.
That's what it was last week. And the phone lines are open. We're taking your calls because this is a call-in talk show. And we're looking for your input on tonight's topic. And here's Rob with tonight's Chris and Rob topic.
Well, it's pledge week, so give them the other number if they want to make a pledge.
961-8900.
That's the number if you want to cough up some bucks. But if you want to get on the air and actually, you know, play the old verbal volleyball, the old dodge, parry, thrust forward kind of stuff, then you call 749-1444.
Gab with us, baby.
And tell us what's on your heart. If you in need of some open heart surgery. 7-on-7-at-7.
I'll defend you.
Anyway, kind of an open forum tonight, but we got a few things of mine to talk about. All kinds of great things going on.
Now lay that topic on us that you laid on me a little while ago. That was a hip topic. I want to go with that one.
My friend, the Tomcat, has this theory. And he's not here. I wish he was here, because maybe he's listening. Tomcat, if you're out there up in O-Town studying, or if you're in H-Town studying, give us a jingle, 749-1444, because I'm stealing all your thunder here. Anyway, my friend Tom's theory is that the whole world's monetary system is a farce.
It's crap.
It's a sham.
It sucks.
It's a joke.
It don't work.
Exactly, a fraud, the word I was looking for. And here's why. What do they keep at Fort Knox?
Gold bars.
And gold is valuable to basically just a couple kinds of people.
It looks good in a rap video.
Right. I mean, gold is valuable to Big Daddy Kane and vain people in general. And athletes. Athletes always got to wear the gold.
Pretty girls.
And guys that hang out at White Castle at 4:30 in the morning and try to sell you the gold.
And chemists and physicists.
Right, okay, it does have some...
It's a real good conductor of electricity and heat.
And it has some other good properties too, doesn't it?
It's the most malleable element. You can hammer a sheet of gold as thin as four atoms thick.
And malleable means what?
I just told you, malleable means it's... Here.
If there's one thing I can't stand is a science editor who talks down to the host. Listen, you son of a bitch.
When
somebody asks you a question, don't say, I just told you.
Well, here. I'll try to explain it. Just put two and two together.
I'm gonna punch his lights out.
Being malleable means I just said that you can hammer a sheet of gold as thin as four atoms thick. That's how Rutherford discovered the nucleus.
So malleable means you can hammer
who? Rutherford B. Hayes, the president.
No, Ernest Rutherford, the English guy.
Who's he?
He's the guy that discovered the nucleus.
Right. Boy.
How do you do that? By hammering gold?
By hammering gold four atoms thick. I'm going to kick your ass now.
And then shooting helium nuclei at it.
And
seeing which way they bounced off.
But anyway.
There's so little. How do you see
it? So basically, gold does have some practical...
A phosphor screen.
What's a phosphor screen?
It's like a television.
This is better than Julius Sunder Miller, isn't it?
You want to find this very interesting. I am confident.
Okay, anyway. Continue on with Tomcat's gold theory.
Okay, so gold is valuable to basically rappers and athletes and women and just vain people in general. And also, there are a few industrial and scientific uses. But why is it so valuable?
What about diamonds, Rob?
And diamonds, and the other thing. The other thing that's supposed to be so super-duperty valuable.
You can cut anything with a diamond.
Right, diamond has some... I mean, I saw in this old house the other day, they brought in a diamond-tipped rotor saw, and they cut through marble like a hot knife through butter. It was amazing. They cut out a marble countertop with a very expensive, very valuable diamond rotor saw. So diamonds do have some industrial uses, but why are diamonds so valuable? Why are diamonds and gold so valuable?
Diamonds are forever.
Diamonds are only valuable because vain people want to wear them. Our whole...
But they're forever.
I can work on that one too.
What? And also, what, lasers or rubies are used for lasers? And okay.
Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
All right, and you can scratch glass with. Jim's a science editor, by the way.
So, Jim, why are diamonds not forever?
Because they're a higher energy form of carbon than graphite is. And
no kidding.
Given enough time, diamonds will turn into graphite.
And carbon will turn into a diamond under the right pressure, right? Pressure and time. I saw Superman once pick up a chunk of coal and squeeze it real hard, and he turned it into a diamond, then he gave it to charity.
I heard if we let off an A-bomb in Iraq back during the war, it would have turned the entire desert into a big diamond.
Any validity to that, Jim?
Repeat that?
If we let an A-bomb off in, say, a desert, like Iraq, would the sand turn into a diamond? Or glass?
Yeah.
Glass.
You're close. Glass. But anyway, so the whole world's monetary and economic system is based on vanity. Gold and diamonds are valuable to who? People who want to look good. That's it. Our whole basis for everything is based on stuff that looks good. We have gold bars built up in Fort Knox worth millions and billions and I guess trillions of dollars in Fort Knox, and all it is a bunch of necklaces in waiting.
Speaking of money, I learned something tonight.
Hey, Chris.
What?
You wear the gold?
I ain't wearing no gold.
You wear the gold?
But listen, speaking of money, I learned something tonight. If you see a bag of potato chips and it only costs 59 cents,
yeah,
sounds like a bargain, don't it?
Sure does.
Those potato chips suck.
They're not bad. They're not if you have the free dip. But anyway, the theory is, and I think it's a good one. One day, I put in a quarter into the sample thing, and I took five out. The theory is, the whole thing could just come tumbling down, because someday there may be a generation come along this planet and say, you know, I really don't care about wearing a gold necklace. I don't really care about wearing a gold ring. It doesn't mean anything to me. Gold will no longer be valuable. And another one of Tomcat's pet peeves is, how is something that's supposed to be so valuable, they say it's valuable because it's rare, how the hell is something rare if you can go into the mall and buy it?
Or if you can buy it downtown on 5th and Plum.
It's everywhere. Diamonds are everywhere. How the hell are they worth anything? They're everywhere you go.
Real ones?
Real ones.
Or little pieces of glass that are cut in a funny shape.
Well, I mean, you know, the kind you get in the mall. I mean, you can go to the mall and buy a diamond. That makes them rare. How rare is something you can get at Kmart? Not bloody rare. You can get a diamond. You can get a gold ring with a diamond in it at Kmart.
No, you can't.
Can't do.
Not.
You can also get soft pretzels there.
And a big old Slurpee. Icy slush.
You can get everything at Kmart. So how rare is that?
749-1444. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. And in a few minutes, we're going to be getting into the satanic symbolism on the back of a dollar bill.
That is scary.
You'll want to stay
that
tuned
is frightening.
For that.
The floating eye. Who we got?
You can always write it down. Hello. Dragon, let me hit a button.
Jim got to talk this evening.
Hi,
so
Dragon,
he's
you're on the air.
Averse
hey,
to writing.
Try using that pen there. You can write with that.
Dragon, okay. What's the good word, Holmes?
Dragon. The good word is that what you guys are missing out in your conversation here is quality. Yeah, gold and diamonds are everywhere, but the higher the quality, the more the cost.
Okay, but what about just a big lump that hasn't been worked by anybody? A big lump of gold in Fort Knox is worth a couple million dollars when... Are you talking about the quality, the purity of the gold, or the
exactly.
quality of the craftsmanship?
The purity of the gold. The gold of Fort Knox is 99.9% pure.
Big whoop.
Big whoop. That stuff is worth something.
Why is it worth something? Because that's the point, Dragon. Open your mind. Quit thinking conventionally. I'm challenging you to challenge your own assumptions that you've held near and dear to your pathetic little pedestrian heart since third grade. Tell me, why is gold valuable? Just because it's 99.9% pure, that doesn't tell me anything. Why is gold valuable?
Gold is valuable because we're not the only country that thinks it's valuable. It's a worldwide market. It's one. It's how the entire economy is based.
Why?
Why?
See, that's what we're saying. It's an arbitrary. They picked an arbitrary element on the periodic tables and decided to base it, the economy on it.
Why didn't they pick
silver,
mercury?
Now it's gold. I don't know. I mean,
pretty cool the way it bubbles up.
Yeah, mercury'd be good.
Who knows?
Great. What do you think, Dragon? Should we make mercury our staple of money now?
Nah, lead. Lead's more like it. It's cheap.
It's lighter than gold.
Do what?
It's lighter than gold, so you don't have to, you won't get as big a bad a hernia.
Exactly, and it can be worked just as easily as gold can. It can
very soft.
Yeah. Hey, go for it. Start the trend, guys. A lead-based market.
But the thing is, what you have to do is you have to convince all the baseball players and rap stars and women and just vain guys in general to wear lead necklaces.
But start the trend. Someone has to start the trend so people can make fun of them until it catches on. Then they're the, you know, then they will become the father of that idea.
If we can get Big Daddy Kane and Mr. T to start wearing lead.
And Eric Davis, don't forget him.
Yeah, Eric Davis was fond of the gold, too. If we can get Eric Davis, yeah, you're right. We started in Detroit and Cincinnati.
And L.A.
We'll be there.
And go from there.
All right, get maybe Mike Piazza out in L.A. to do it.
Go for it, guys.
Thanks for your input, Dragon.
Bye.
The phone number here is 749-1444. I'm Chris.
And I just screamed at Dragon, and he didn't even miss a beat. You got to hand it to the guy. And I'm Rob.
We'll be right back. Hello, everyone. Once again, I'm back. Back in the high life again. I'm Chris.
You're back, and you're in color on the big color cast here. And I'm Rob. How you doing? TS here.
The phone number here is 749-1444. That's
749-1444.
1444. We're taking your calls. We're talking about money tonight. We're talking about some other things, too. Let's talk about this for a second, Rob. Let's talk about pepperoni. Let's talk about mushrooms. Let's talk about Italian sausage. Let's talk about onions. Let's talk about meatballs, green peppers, green and black olives, and extra cheese.
You know what? I like to talk about a savage pizza.
Does that sound pretty savage
to you? It sounds savage. It sounds bloodthirsty.
Let's talk for a minute about mushrooms, onions, green peppers, fresh garlic, green and black olives, and extra cheese. What would you call that, Rob?
A karma pizza.
Yeah. This portion of the show is brought to you in part by No Anchovies Pizza. Dine in or call ahead for carryout. They're down there on Ludlow. And in a little bit, we're going to have a contest, and we're going to be giving away piping hot pie. And I bet you're dying for some piping hot pie. Well, we're going to have a little contest in a little while.
Greg, go ahead. You're on the big caller cast.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you guys?
Speak up, Greg, from the bottom of your lungs, from the diaphragm.
That better?
No.
Well, how long do you hold me to talk, man?
There you go.
Better.
Thank you. How you doing?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
What's the topic?
Topic is tonight is the world monetary system. Is it a sham? Is it a farce? The topic is the Cincinnati Reds. Are they for real? The topic is the weather. What's the deal? 80 degrees during the day, 20 degrees at night. We're all going to catch pneumonia and die. Basically, those are the topics.
Well, okay. The Reds. I think they got a good team this year.
I think the Reds have got a great team this year. They're going to kick ass. They're going to make it to the playoffs, and then they're going to kick the Braves' ass because the Braves choke every year because Ted Turner's a jerk.
Yeah. I think the bench is kind of better than the regular players.
The Reds have got a real strong bench. I mean, I think it's great they have all the controversy and competition among the players. Yeah. And, you know, Brett Boone doesn't want to play third base. Well, hey, Brett, you got to perform or you're going to be sitting the bench because we got Branson who's going to play at second base. And we got Fernandez who's going to do the job. The only one that sucks right now is Barry Larkin, but you know he'll end up being great because he is every year.
He has a slow start every year. It's been that way since his rookie year.
Doesn't even matter. You don't even worry about Barry Larkin. You just pencil him in, and he stinks right now. But by the All-Star break, he'll be right there. He'll be right online.
He'll be in the All-Star game. I bet you $20 he'll be playing shortstop.
He's the best shortstop in the bigs right now.
Yeah.
Hey, Greg.
Yeah.
Do you think Reggie Shanders should be banned from the game for suspended for five games for Russian Pedro Martinez after he threw two beanballs at his head?
I think Martinez should be kicked out for a while because he intentionally threw it at him.
Martinez threw two BBs right at Reggie's head, and then finally he plunked Reggie on the hip, and Reggie goes and gets him. Five games is way too extreme for that kind of offense. Other guys have rushed the mound. They haven't got kicked out for a week.
Yeah. What do y'all think about Daryl Strawberry admitting to his drug problem?
He's an idiot.
Exactly.
I think even if you have a drug problem, you got to be a little conscious of the calendar. Yeah. And I think Daryl needed to get into Betty Ford or wherever he went back in November so he could be out and ready to play ball. You don't wait till opening day to go check in somewhere for 90 days.
Yeah.
Hey, Greg.
Yeah.
What do you think about a bag of potato chips for 59 cents?
It's a ripoff. I mean, they taste that crappy.
They're not that bad.
They're horrible, man. They're stale.
As crappy as you say, Chris, they should.
They're not that bad. They're supposed to be those kind of flavored, you know, like sour cream and onion and barbecue.
They taste as flavorless as those wafers you get in church.
Yeah.
Who's the babe?
That's my sister.
Let's talk to her.
Why?
We like girls.
Okay, here she is.
Are you here still there?
Hi, honey. Oh. What's up?
Hello.
What's your name?
Jeanette.
Hi, Jeanette.
What do you do for a living?
I work in a bakery.
Really? What kind of bakery?
Buskins.
Really? Can you get us some free muffins?
Please?
Can you get us free muffins?
If you want some.
Great. Which Buskins?
The one in Kenwood.
We're there.
All right.
You working tomorrow morning?
No, I work in the afternoon.
Really?
Yeah, I won't be there tomorrow. I'm off tomorrow. Or today.
Do you guys run around saying, what are you doing? And then you always say, nothing muffin?
No. Never heard that one before.
You're supposed to say, what's shaking bacon? And then you say,
nothing muffin.
There you go. All right, well, thanks for calling us, you guys.
All right.
Call all your friends and tell them to tune in.
We will. Yeah, Greg got me listening to you guys.
All right. Greg's a good man.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're lucky to have him for a brother. Later.
Bye.
You know, we need a lot of female voices on Chris and Rob.
In some way, that just makes us feel good.
The testosterone drips off the microphone around here. And we need some female voices in here. You know, we wanna balance it out. Let's just not get the male perspective. Let's get the female perspective. Have we been banging on women tonight saying that the only reason why gold is valuable is because vain women want to wear it around their necks and ball players and you know. So we got to get both sides of the coin. We got to have guys, we got to have women so we can all come together and live in peace and harmony. Big contest with our buddies down at No Anchovy, stars of a big layout in the Inquirer the other day. Color photo of the three wonderful women who run No Anchovies.
So stay tuned. Okay, you know what I'd like to do about now, Rob?
You like to stretch your legs and scratch your chin and...
No, not exactly.
What?
I want to go bowling.
Let's go.
No, no, no. You're not supposed to say let's go. You're supposed to say. But Chris, where can you go bowling in the middle of the night?
Chris, it's 2:25. All the bowling lanes are closed. What are you thinking about? You can't go bowling anywhere. What are you talking about? Like there's some place that you can go bowling at 24 hours a day. There's no place around that you can go bowling 24 hours a day. Who are you calling, by the way?
I'm calling Madison Bowl in Oakley. I hear they're open on 24 hours.
No, nobody's open 24 hours.
It's right here.
Good morning, Madison Bowl.
Hi, are you guys open all night?
Yep.
Wow. Hi, I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And this is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, and we're looking for a bowling alley that's open all night long.
Yeah, we open.
Really? Is anybody bowling right now?
Yeah.
What's the score?
I don't know.
Could you check for us?
Okay.
He's gonna go check, Rob.
One's got 87, other one's got 98.
What frame?
Eighth.
An eighth frame? They can do better than that.
Yeah.
How many games are going on right now?
Well, we got three lanes going.
Really?
Yeah.
Sounds like it's a big party.
Well, somebody's playing a basketball game over there.
Got basketball too?
Yeah.
Papa Shot or whatever?
Is that Papa Shot or like you got real hoops?
No. Real basketball.
Really? Oh,
cool.
You guys serve beer till 2?
No.
No? You serve beer before 2?
No, it's 25 after 2.
Right, we knew that. When did you stop selling beer?
Oh, man, dumbass.
Well, that's the end of that. Okay. Well, now you know where to go bowling in the middle of the night.
Madison Bowl, huh?
Yeah. Well,
where's that, Oceana?
They got a drive-in down there, too.
I got a real basket. It's the eighth frame.
What a life that guy has. You know, the only thing lower than working at a 24-hour bowling alley has got to be like late-night DJ or something, I would guess.
Tell me about it.
Being a late-night disc jockey. You ready to go to the Magical Kingdom?
Sure, are you?
749-1444 is your ticket to the Magic Kingdom.
I'd like to meet the tiger who lives there in that clock or see that...
Now we're rolling again.
Okay. 749-1444. I'm Chris.
And I wish you would have told me we were going back on the air. I wouldn't have stuffed a handful of sour cream and onion chips in my mouth.
Just so you know, you got a big glob of sour cream on your lower lip, and it looks like semen.
That's pretty attractive.
Isn't it?
It's a pleasant thought at 2:27 in the morning.
Oh, is it 2:27?
Yeah!
You know what that means?
Oh.
It's time for a weather report. Here's Rob Irvin with Chris and Rob Weather.
42 degrees outside in sunny romantic Walnut Hills, Cincinnati. Look for a daytime high of 71 under partly sunny skies with a chance of rain at 21%. The daytime high, 72. The nighttime low, we should get down this morning drop all the way down to 35 degrees, and then Wednesday night perhaps get all the way down to a bone-chilling, teeth-chattering, knee-knocking, nipple-hardening, goose-pimple-raising, spit-freezing, booger-freezing 28 degrees.
Is that it?
No, well, actually, I could do real weather, dude. Why did I have to make something up? We have the real weather with us today.
Then what, you
for the first
made,
time ever, we
you
actually...
You made that up?
Yeah, I made that up. Whoa, who's this?
Who is that?
I don't know. Some naked violinist is coming to the symphony.
Anyways, what'd you make that up for? That's not fair to our listeners.
Nadja Salerno Sonnenberg, the nude violinist.
She's going to be playing some pretty contemporary stuff, huh?
She's naked, man. Look at that.
She ain't naked.
There's a picture of her on page E8 of the Wednesday Inquirer, and she's naked in it. And look at her.
She ain't naked.
Does she do all her shit?
There's a strap right there.
You're a classical music guy. Do a lot of classical musicians play naked nowadays?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the big thing? Mm-hmm. Will the Tokyo String Quartet be performing naked when they play again?
Here's hoping. Not like better than seeing a short little yellow guy nude.
Three of them. There's like three of them, and there's one Anglo guy, isn't there?
Cello. Yeah, there's one Anglo guy. How'd you know?
I saw a picture of him the other day.
Oh, really?
Dude, I am in the know with all the naked symphonies and stuff. Do they smear chocolate on their bodies?
After the show. They call that Al Natural.
Nude symphonies.
Yeah.
That's a twist.
They say, tonight we're going to play the Mozart String Quintet Al Natural.
And then everybody takes off their clothes?
Uh-huh. 749-1444. Now, here's Rob with the real weather.
You know, dude, I didn't find it yet, you bastard.
Get with it. I mean, we don't want to lie to our audience.
Whenever you don't have anything to say, just...
If we ain't got our audience, we ain't got nothing.
Whenever you don't have anything to say, just insult your co-host.
There he is. What are you laughing about?
Pat Barry's picture.
Pat, if you're out there...
How the hell do you read this thing, man?
1444. I need to apologize for flipping
Dude, I'm looking at the weather in the
Hey, shove the weather up your butt, all right?
Hey, hold on. Here it is. Today, mostly sunny with a high of 70. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 42. That there. It took me a while, but I got it. Hey, careful
Jesus.
There.
I come over. What the heck is that? Go sit down.
I'm sorry.
Hear that lovely music in the background? That's what we call jazz. A pure American art form. There's a new course in jazz, Outside Inside, every Thursday, 12 midnight to 2 a.m. That's Thursday night. It's really Wednesday morning at midnight. I mean, Friday morning at midnight. But that's Thursday night at midnight. Right here on WAIF. It's hosted by John Ridley and Lee Harvey. And I'll tell you, that Lee Harvey is a flat fashion plate. You should check him out. Every week for the best in jazz, they're taking your requests. They're keeping you 1 foot in the past and 1 foot in the future. Progressive, bebop, contemporary. That's Outside Inside, Thursday at midnight. Get down with your bad self to Outside Inside. What's up?
It's Roger on the phone. Oh, here's Today in History.
Who cares about... Okay.
Hey, Roger, want to know about Today in History.
Roger, you there?
I'm here.
Okay, we're going to hear Today in History now.
France declared war on Austria, making the start of the French Revolution. The fourth vice president of the U.S., George Clinton, died. Wisconsin was established. Today's Hitler's birthday.
Today is? Is it really Hitler's birthday?
Yeah. And we were just talking about Marie Curie on the way over here. And today's the anniversary of the day her and her husband isolated the radioactive element radium.
What was Marie Curie's maiden name?
Sladowski or something like that.
And Dr. Sanger.
What'd you say, Roger?
Marie Curie came before Dr. Sanger, right?
Uh-huh. You bet.
Yeah, sure. That's about it. Where's the birthdays? Does it say, like, whose birthday it is? That's in the tempo, so...
I still think Elvis was the best singer.
Can I have a question?
You sure can, Roger.
How come Arsenio Hall is canceling his show?
His show sucks.
I never watched it, but I was just curious.
Exactly, because you never watched it.
You know who's moving in? We don't want to start any rumors.
Oof. Well, Rob and I might be getting our own overnight TV
show. Okay, here we go. Ryan O'Neal is 53, Jessica Lange is 45, and Nina Folk is 70.
Do you guys answer questions about cars?
Yeah.
I have this, like, 1974 VW Rabbit. And it stalls going around corners, and I'm not sure what to do.
It stalls going around corners, and you don't know what to do. Maybe turn the idle up just a little bit and check the timing. You might have a loose belt in there, and your flywheel may need adjusting.
Thank you.
Yeah, they're glad that we could be of help. Anything else, Roger?
I just painted the roof of my car.
Mm-hmm.
A million different colors. Will I be arrested if a cop sees me with writing all over my car?
No. As long as it's not obscene, and even then, your First Amendment rights will protect you. You don't have to worry about it. You can write anything you want.
I put God bless America.
There you go. You're a fine American. You're an upstanding citizen. You'll probably be pulled over and given accommodation. Remember how in Kentucky a few years ago, the cops would pull you over for driving safely and give you like a Big Mac coupon?
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, they need to do that more often. They need to pull me over and give me some White Castles.
That would be, well, they don't taste like they used to.
Tell him to speak up.
In Lake Wobegon, you know, the White Castles always tasted good.
Lake Wobegon, all those Lake Wobegon days.
With all the bright, blonde-haired girls and boys and bright, cheerful faces. Oh, that's over. I think that's a different station, though, isn't it?
Yep, afraid so. All right, thanks a lot.
Well, thank you.
Later.
Bye. See you, Roger. Okay, we're going to get to this contest now. You want to do that? What's the name of that song we were talking about? Is that Whoop-Ah Yeah Yeah?
They're all... No.
Find it for me.
Number four?
Okay.
Okay, here's the deal. In conjunction with the fine folks at No Anchovies Pizza...
Best pie in town, I might add.
We're giving away a free slice to... But we're not just giving it away. You have to earn it. The deal is, you have to call us up and tell us who the two famous singers are on this song.
Yeah, this song features a duet.
Well, I mean, there's a whole bunch of voices, but there are two extremely famous voices you'll hear.
They're singing lead.
And yeah, and you have to call us up and tell us who they are.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
And you're going to win a free slice of pizza, right?
749-1444 if you know the answer.
We hope. Well, to the person who guessed Bing Crosby and...
Whoa.
To the person who guessed Bing Crosby and Tony Bennett, you're wrong.
Hundreds of calls during that four-minute segment, but unfortunately nobody got it right.
So if anybody knows who the two singers on that song were, call us up at 749-1444 and you'll win a slice of pie.
One more hint. Well, okay, two hints. They're both still alive, and you usually don't think of them as being musical performers.
Right.
Other than that, you're on your own completely. And I tell you what, the prize couldn't be more attractive. A free slice of No Anchovies Pizza. All right, we're going to take it live. Go ahead. What's your answer?
It's Clint Eastwood and James Coburn.
Oh, who's... No.
Oh, so close. You're so close.
You're halfway there.
Oh, come on.
Clint was one of them. He should get a slice of pie for knowing it was Clint.
You're thinking along the right lines.
Oh, it's Paint Your Wagon, isn't it?
Yeah, Paint Your Wagon.
Okay.
Not James Coburn. Who's the guy that James Coburn imitated his whole career?
Ernest Borgnine.
No.
Oh, damn it.
You're right, because James Coburn and this other person are practically clones, aren't they?
Well, James Coburn's a clone of this other person.
Mm-hmm.
It's Clint Eastwood. It's from Paint Your Wagon. The other guy's name is... Hold on, I gotta go.
Okay.
Hold on, no. I'm not gonna hang up on you. I'm gonna get the phone to Chris.
All right.
Oh, that's Jim. Jim is finally back.
Wow.
In case you haven't noticed, our phone answerer, the lovely Jim, isn't here, so we've been having a hard time with this. Okay, you still there? Dude.
Dude, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, dude.
Okay, what's your first name, dude?
This is Gene.
Okay, Gene, don't call me dude.
Okay, sorry.
You got your radio on?
What?
Your radio.
I turned it down as soon as I dialed.
Okay, turn it back up again.
Okay.
Right, we gonna give it to him?
I'm gonna give it to him. He still don't know who Lee Marvin is, though.
He doesn't... What? You never saw the Dirty Dozen?
It's Clint Eastwood and Lee Marvin?
Yeah. Hey, good guess.
Yeah.
All right, well, Gene... We're going to take you off the air, and Big Jim is going to take down your name and address. We're going to send you the slice of pie in the mail.
I'm ready to put on. As soon as Jim comes back,
Where's he going?
He needs a chair or something. Have you ever seen a bigger sissy than Jim?
Oh. He doesn't have a chair.
That's, I know.
Do I get a whole pie for this?
You can take my chair, Jim. I mean,
hey, these slices are very large. All right, we're going to take you off the air, cough up your name to Jim, and we'll hook you up with a free slice of pie. Somehow. How are we going to do this? We got to somehow get the coop to him.
I'll do that.
So what, we just need his name?
You need his name, you need his address, you need his phone number, you
don't
need
his Visa number, his Visa card.
You need his you need his checking account, you need his PIN number.
The first name of his girlfriend?
Is his green card good enough?
Green card's good enough. We have a winner here. What was this guy's name?
His name is Gene.
Gene knew that it was Clint Eastwood, and he kind of knew Lee Marvin, but he kind of didn't. But
James Coburn is plenty close enough.
James Coburn is Lee Marvin Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Lee Marvin.
At the Chris and Rob talk show, we just love giving stuff away, don't we?
But you know one of the great things that money can buy? Or gold?
What's that?
An education.
And isn't an education the key?
You know, it used to be here in America, we believed that the middle class and the lower class deserved a nice, cheap education. College education, we're talking.
Education is the world's answer to contraception.
It keeps going up and up and up and up and up. The price keeps going up. Up at Miami, they're raising it like 7%. Ohio residents will pay $4,538 a year for tuition and general fees for on campus at Oxford. That is nuts. That is, whoa, that's, what, man, whatever. Man, that's like, whoa, 20, that's 22 something. 22, what is that, 22 something.
What?
4538 cut in half.
No, 22 something.
22 something a semester. Man, that's a lot, isn't it? 22 something a semester?
That's a lot.
It was like 19 a semester when I went to, you know, a different state university. But it just keeps getting up more and more and more and more and more.
266.
20, about 22. It can't be 66. It's got to end in a 9.
I've heard that education could be the world's answer to contraception and abstinence.
You know, that's another thing that just blows my mind, though. We're talking real education. We're talking upper education. We're talking collegiate education. That's one thing.
Well, there was a study made that found that all the babies that were born, because overpopulation is a big problem. They call it the B-bomb instead of the
A-bomb. I wish you were a woman wearing that shirt.
Paul Harvey said so. Why? Because you could see my nip?
Yeah, you could see right up your sleeve. And I used to love it when women would wear short sleeve shirts with big giant
Anyhow,
sleeves.
Anyhow, they say that if everyone was educated, people would know better than to have too many babies.
No, see, that's the thing. Everybody runs around saying, oh, well, to stop violence, we just need education. To stop racism, we need education. To stop people having, to stop babies from having babies, we need education. Well, you know, to stop AIDS, we need education. I think a lot of people know what the hell's going on in the world. They just ignore it.
They don't care.
Jocelyn Elders, the Surgeon General of the United States, says that school children should not be taught that abstinence is the only form of birth control.
Well, no kidding.
No duh,
Jocelyn. That made the news?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Well, I think we find that in America, people are relatively... Can you do that any louder? Come on, just a little bit louder.
People are generally what in America? People are generally ignorant of our great American actors, like Lee Marvin.
Yes, but they're also ignorant of how sex works.
Because...
You can't disagree with me.
I don't know.
Somebody call us up and we'll explain it to you.
I think, okay, there are a few like 12, 13, 14-year-old kids or whatever who are having babies, and they don't know why they're having a kid. But there are also a lot of people in their late teens, 20s, and 30s who are having kids that have no business having kids, and they know damn good and well what made them get pregnant. They were just too lazy or too slovenly to do anything about it. Just like racism, I don't think education is going to end racism. There's a lot of racism in the world because there are a lot of just flat-out mean people.
Sons of bitches.
There are just a lot of mean, stupid sons of bitches out there who want to hate. And there are a lot of people who want to screw whether they have a rubber or not. Go ahead, Callie. Who's this? Oh, it's Callie, the world-famous Callie.
Hello, Callie, you're on the air.
Hello.
What up?
What up? Explain it to me. I just tuned in. What are you talking about?
We're talking about the world's monetary system. We're talking about people are just mean, not necessarily stupid. And we're also talking about the Reds. Are they for real? We're also talking about this crazy weather. It's 80 during the day and 30 at night. We're all going to catch pneumonia.
And also abstinence. Is it a form of birth control?
Well,
Chris, I would suggest for you leaving the light on.
Leaving the light on?
You're funny.
The best ones are always the oldest ones.
It attracts bugs.
Uh-huh. So what's up with you, Callie? What are you doing up this late?
Stressing out.
About what?
Oh, life in general.
Let Rob and I be your shoulders to cry on.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, so what's the matter?
So what's the matter? I'm, working really hard. Mm-hmm.
Well, have you thought about using abstinence as a form of birth control?
Never.
Why not?
It's not humanly possible.
You don't think?
No.
So what do you use? Well, you know, I mean, like, are you on the pill?
Depends
on
if I've been to the grocery store or not.
Use one
know?
Of them sponges things? How do they, I don't even understand
that. Depends? Those. She said she uses a depends.
Depends.
How does a depends work?
Frank, these guys away.
How does depends work?
Yeah.
Lots of adhesive.
Yikes!
Yeah.
So you're working a lot and you're stressing out about it, huh?
Yeah. Busy. Very busy.
Where do you work?
Where do I work?
Where do you work?
At a local artist establishment.
Oh, what the hell? Everybody's afraid to say where they work.
She works at a local artist establishment.
What
does that mean? You work at a gallery?
Was it the Pendleton Art Center?
No.
Contemporary Art Center?
No.
The regular old art museum, whatever it's called.
Cincinnati Art Museum.
Yeah, Cincinnati Art Museum.
No.
Playhouse in the Park? You work in that gallery at the Showcase Cinemas, don't you?
Bingo.
Okay, well.
Hey, how much for that Marilyn print?
Get free corn?
Well, it depends if you get the chrome frame or the plastic frame. On the Maryland print.
Wow.
So what's the topic this evening?
Well, we just filled you in on that, but we'd be happy to fill you in again.
Well, it was very scattered. It was.
We're talking about the world's monetary system.
Yes,
the world's monetary system. Is it a fraud? We're also talking about the Reds. Are they for real? And
the weather, and we're talking about sex ed, and we're talking about the skyrocketing price of an education, and we're talking about racism, birth control, fascism, socialism,
education,
this-ism and that-ism.
Oh, and I would like to add that the space shuttle just got done shooting a big map of the world. They've been up there with cameras and
oh,
radar.
Oh, tell me that wasn't a screaming invasion of our privacy. Tell me that there wasn't some CIA technology involved there, and tell me that they didn't know each and everything about every American now. That was the biggest invasion, intrusion into our lives than one
they
could imagine.
They have all of China mapped now.
I know
thing.
What I want.
They have everything mapped.
Well, what's that, Callie?
Those bastards. They didn't ask me if they could do that. They didn't ask, hey, can we fly over your house and use a radar to take a picture
Rob,
of your
house? Rob, slow down.
Oh, man,
our caller has something on her.
Oh, what's up, Callie?
Lovely little mind.
I'm enjoying that, though.
Hey, Callie, have you ever gone bowling in the middle of the night?
Yeah.
You like doing that?
Yeah.
3 o'clock in the morning?
Would you like a refill?
Hey.
Well, you know, Madison Bowl, the guys are kind of grumpy there at Madison Bowl, so you'll want to watch them.
Oh, well, you know, you ignore them. That's the key to getting rid of grumpiness.
Oh, is it Gene? Gene Parsons?
Yeah.
Why do you say his name was Roger? I know he's NKU super stud.
Oh, he is, huh?
Yeah, he's got his picture in the paper and everything.
Oh, great.
I've just been told that Marge is up in her private box.
Smoking. Who's been in Marge's private box?
You're so funny. Rob just looked like he's going to punch me right now.
There's nothing worse than a science editor who's sarcastic and it's so superior sounding.
Chris, you want Coke or something else?
Yeah, Coke would be fine. All right, we're gonna go, and right now sounds like a great time for an ice cold Coke. So we'll be right back. Thanks for your call, Callie. We love you, babe. Don't go changing.
Night.
749-1444. Phone number here to Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, baby. We got Greg. Standing by, ready to go. We got Greg on the air live with Chris and Rob on the caller cast.
Hi,
Greg.
Again.
What up, man?
Not much. Today's Eric's birthday. You know, that's my sister's fiance.
Eric, your sister's fiance's birthday.
Yes, he's 22 today, and he would love it if you'd sing happy birthday to him.
This is Jeanette's fiance.
Yes.
Well, we'll say happy birthday in our own special Chris and Rob way, and it goes a little like this.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
How'd that go?
Pretty good.
Think that'll make him happy?
Happy birthday, dear Ron.
Eric.
Eric.
Just on the floor cracking up. So.
How about that?
Wake up, Rob. You like that?
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
You were so fast, Chris. You were like a whirling dervish whipping that 45 out, man.
We don't mess
around.
You're
a good man.
Okay, well, you're a good man, too.
Thank you.
See ya.
Later.
You know what I'd like to do now?
I know what you'd always like to do.
I'd like to go bowling.
Again? But you can't go bowling. It's almost 3 o'clock on WAIF Cincinnati. We can't just pick up and go bowling. But if you would like to pledge some money to WAIF or the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, you can get premiums like coffee mugs and t-shirts and umbrellas and coffee mugs and t-shirts and umbrellas.
Good morning, Western Bull. Milk Speaking. I can help you.
Hi, I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And this is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Are you guys open all night long?
Yes, we are.
Really? Are there a lot of people bowling tonight?
Well, we got the All You Can Bowl special till 3.
How's that work?
$4.75 per person. Plus shoes and get the bowl all you want from 12 to 3.
Really? So we can bowl 15 games if you can squeeze them in?
Yep.
How many people are bowling right now?
Well, it's just getting ready to get over, so we're down to probably about a dozen people.
Do you think if Rob and I came down here right now, challenged a few people to a game, you know, like for a wager, you think we could drum it up?
Right now?
Yeah, right now.
I don't think there's anybody around here really any good.
Good, because we stink.
Who's bowling right now? What's their score and what frame are they on?
Let's see here. I can't see down. The other ones that are still bowling are down far enough. I can't see.
You guys serve beer till 2?
Till 2:20.
Till 2:20?
Yes.
We gotta start hanging out there.
Yeah, we're down that baby.
Is being a bowling alley guy a good way to meet women?
It's possible. A lot of men here.
What kind of women bowl like without a chaperone?
A couple college girls.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
From which college? Like UC?
Any of them.
Xavier?
They all come in here.
What's that spray stuff you squirt in the shoes when you get done with them?
Lysol.
Is it? Kills bacteria?
Yep.
Wow. Has anybody ever like thrown their arm out of socket by trying to throw the ball as hard as they can? Have you ever had to call the ambulance?
No.
Do you have those big, giant, cushy things that you can stick in the gutter so people who stink or else disabled people can bowl?
We got high tech. We got them built in. We just flip them up.
This place is cool. They serve beer till 2:20. They got the built-in bumper bowling things.
Yeah, so if anyone out there is going bowling, you're on the air right now, by the way. If anybody out there is going bowling, go to the Western Bowl on Glenway Avenue. It's the best bowling at 3 o'clock in the morning in town.
Hey, can I, what's your name, sir? Milt?
Milt.
Milt, can I give you a quick quiz? The best bowlers are what kind of bowlers?
The best bowlers are what kind of bowlers?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure I understand the question.
The best bowlers are all blank bowlers. You fill in the blank. Can you fill in the blank? Spot bowlers.
Spot bowlers.
Yeah, see, you don't look at the pins. That's what my seventh grade gym teacher told him.
Yeah.
He'd always say, the best bowlers are spot bowlers. Don't look at the pins, you look at the spots on the ground.
The little arrow thing.
Yeah, you look at the arrows.
Do you agree with that strategy?
I'd agree with that.
Do you use a fingertip, a full grip, or a semi-fingertip?
I use a full fingertip.
Do you throw any kind of hook, or do you throw relatively straight?
I throw a big hook.
Really? What board?
Standing on about 20 to about 8.
Whoa! You throw at the 8? You know, back in the 70s, big hooks were in vogue, and the lanes were a lot drier back then. Now they seem to use more oil. Do you think that's why not as many people throw hooks?
Well, no, I think the hook ball is still a better ball.
You get more pin action, do you feel?
Yes.
What's the best game you ever bowled, Milt?
242.
Ooh,
what's your average?
160.
How often do you bowl?
Once a week.
Are you in a league there at the lanes?
Yes, I am.
What's the name of your team? Hold on, we'll guess.
The Cougars.
Gutter Snipes. Alley Cats. Big Balls.
Nope.
What are you called?
The Kegglers.
The Kegglers. The Keggler, that's a good name.
That's German for bowler.
I was close with Cougars, wasn't I? Cougar,
yeah.
Kegler.